ABC Radio Australia.
Last week, we delved into the story of US President Joe Biden's uncle, who died in Papua New Guinea during World War II. Ambrose Finnegan was killed in a plane crash off the north coast of PNG in 1944, and like so many American, Australian and Japanese servicemen, his body was never recovered. Mr. Biden mentioned his story at the US Pacific Islands Summit in Washington after receiving a gift from PNG Prime Minister James Marape. It was a small piece of an A-20 Havoc aircraft, the same model of plane in which his uncle took his final flight. Here's what some of what he had to say.
Like so many soldiers who served freedom's cause during that time, my uncle's remains were never recovered, never found. But his sacrifice was always remembered, including when General MacArthur, who sent my family a condolence letter, wrote, and I quote, "He died serving in a crusade from which a better world for all will come."
Well, an expert in finding war wrecks in PNG believes he has located the area where the plane carrying Mr. Biden's uncle crashed while en route from Manus Island to Lae all those years ago. After combing through military records, Justin Talon, the founder and director of Charity Pacific Wrecks, is confident he can find the wreck with the help of underwater surveying equipment.
Where the plane crashed, of course, is unknown. It likely crashed into the ocean, but the takeoff time is known and the crash time is known, as well as the plane's cruising altitude, speed and so forth, a rough location can be estimated. And studying all the available records and documents in the United States related to the mission and the personnel, the name of one particular island is in the reports. So early this year, in late May and June, I traveled to that island to search for this missing plane.
Can you say the island, or would you like to keep that?
Sure.
That,
yes.
Storm?
Well, the flight path, as I said, was roughly southward from Manus, and the crash happened at 5:45 p.m., just before sunset. And calculating the distance the plane would have traveled, and in the reports is the name of an island, Long Island. And Long Island is located in Madang Province, Papua New Guinea today. It's a large island that is quite flat. That's where it got its name. There was a small allied force, including Australians, that established a radar station on the island. And my feeling was that the surviving crew member was likely rescued by this garrison. And the pilot, who was a seasoned pilot in the theater with 9 months of flying experience, probably knew about the small radar station and detachment and perhaps attempted to crash land there. So traveling to the island, we worked with the local community to interview them and learn if there were any plane wrecks that they knew about. And they did. Unfortunately, that plane wreck was Japanese. And although we did not locate Joe Biden's uncle yet, this is really the first step in a search, and paves the way now for a deeper search that will require more resources and more investigative tools. I believe the plane is there, and I believe the plane can be found, and it will be the grave of three Americans, including Joe Biden's uncle, Ambrose Finnegan.
What more would you need to find it? Do you think it's on land somewhere it came down, or in the ocean, which means, I guess, you'll have to go
underwater? No, the plane's definitely in the sea. And as everybody knows, underwater searches are time-consuming and expensive. The exciting part is, with the tools available today, a sonar makes seeing underwater possible. And I believe a completed search effort and a grid in that area could potentially locate the airplane. There is no doubt that the plane, where it went down, and I believe with the right partners and the right search, it could be located. Will that plane ever be investigated or remains recovered is a different story, but undoubtedly an airplane wreck with two engines, that's an A-20 Havoc, must be that aircraft. And I believe, since it crashed with a sole survivor, it's probably an airplane that's largely intact, not broken up by a violent crash.
You mentioned there that it's potentially, we don't know yet, of course, unlikely to be recoverable. Does that really matter in the grand scheme of things, just being able to report to the families? That's the most important thing, is it?
Correct. of course, it's beyond the capabilities of Pacific Rex to recover. It's the job of the U.S. government to identify missing in actions and make a determination through usually DNA analysis. But it is possible, even from our first search, to inform the president. If Biden was listening to this, I could tell him with complete confidence that, sir, we have visited the location where your uncle died. We have searched in the approximate area, and there is no doubt that that is the location generally where his plane crashed, and he and the others three aboard remain to this day. On a final note, for people who are relatives of missing in action, this is tremendously valuable. I don't think anybody, including President Biden, has the expectation that his uncle could be found and recovered. It's been too long. There's too many unknowns. Even if the plane was found, maybe the remains are not present. But the knowledge that one's loved one is not forgotten, that this is the general location, this is there were people honoring and remembering this, I think is very important. We can't underestimate, for all families, including the Biden's family, having a missing in action relative means a person who has never returned home. There was no funeral. There was no body. And that tragically was the fate of so many Australians and Americans in the Pacific during World War II. And perhaps Biden will be one of the last U.S. presidents with such a direct connection to World War II and to Papua New Guinea.